You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio today, the Reverend Stephen Shave. He's the director of Urban and Inner City Mission and director of church planting in the Office of National Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor Shave, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to have you in studio and looking forward to talking about what's going on in Urban and Inner City Mission. A documentary that has been worked on over, what, I think 5 years now? Is that right? Somewhere around that? A little bit of history, We Believe in the Resurrection. This is a documentary.
Oh, the time frame, yeah.
Yeah.
It was over kind of a 4 or 5 year period, right?
What prompted this project for this video called We Believe in the Resurrection?
Well, not only to create an awareness of some of the difficulties that our urban inner city folks face on a daily basis, but also to give kind of a picture of the hope that's always there, even in the midst of what seems like the worst case scenario. As long as we have Christ and His active living word, there is still hope for our congregations and to support them and to lift them up, really.
Now, was this your idea to work on this video, or someone else who was working on this video?
Well, yeah, I had talked to our communications folks about that awareness that needs to be there, and they knew a little bit of the story. I had actually written something up for our district. They wanted to know what all went into kind of a revitalization of a community and then also kind of a revitalization in the congregation. So I had already kind of put it in words, and you know, they thought it might be a good idea to kind of capture the story, to actually interview the people, and to also talk to some of the folks that were directly impacted by it.
So tell us a little bit about the history of this congregation, this ministry that is documented in We Believe in the Resurrection.
Sure. I mean, it's just your historic, traditional inner city congregation. You know, once in its heyday, was quite a bulwark in the community. I mean, had a school that was there for almost 100 years. The congregation is getting close to its 150th anniversary. Known for starting new churches. I mean, it was kind of your prototypical, powerful congregation and a community, but the community changed quite a bit in a couple decades' time. The congregation also went through some of their own internal issues, and it was kind of, you know, that combination of the two things that really hit hard in not only the community, but the church too.
And so, and this congregation is in where?
Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay. It's one of those inner city neighborhoods there.
So why a documentary? How would this be helpful to us today, that we believe in the resurrection? Who should go watch this?
Yeah, so it's for everybody. It's for the church worker that's struggling, you know, in the trenches every single day, you know, to lift them up. It's for, you know, the folks that are out there maybe in the heartland in the Midwest that really haven't thought very much about what city mission looks like. But this gives them a picture of why should I be involved in urban mission and why everybody in our church body should take seriously the mission that we have in our cities, and to see them as some of the greatest mission fields that we have on the planet, and to realize just how much of an impact we can have, not only, you know, within our congregation, but in those suffering communities as well. We really can make a difference.
What is unique to city missions? What is unique about city missions?
Yeah, so even if you just kind of think of the landscape of this situation, we have a lot of complex issues, you know, with drugs and addiction and prostitution, a lot of new people to our country from Liberia and other places in Africa. You know, there's a lot of complexity to that. I mean, urban really just means putting a lot of people together in one place. And when you do that, you have the best of the best and you have the worst of the worst that there is. So it's a unique context because of those things. But at the same time, the opportunities and the joys just absolutely abound. And again, when you look at what God said about those big cities that were troublesome, whether it was Nineveh or Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, He sends Jonah into Nineveh for no other reason than there are just so many souls that need to hear the message of repentance and forgiveness. And that's why it's so important for us not to flee from the city and all the complexities, but to go head on and to stand firm in the inner cities of our country.
So what do you want us to know about the cities today? You know, many of us probably live in suburbs or in rural areas, and there are many in the city as well. What do you want us to know about the city today, about those congregations, those schools, they're not in their heyday today? Mm-hmm. What do you want us to know about them as the listener?
Yeah, I mean, if we look at the city and its mission field potential, we see this new urbanization, as you said. So we see young people, we see young professionals that are moving back into the church, and many of them, you know, are outside of the church. You know, they really don't want to have much to do with that. So there's a whole mission field there. You see people from around the world that are coming into our cities as well. And there's a whole mission field there as well to reach them with the gospel. As you said too, mentioning schools, our inner city schools, you know, are so important for us in terms of an outreach. I mean, if you want to show a community that you care about them, they look for two things. How do you care for their children, and how do you care for their elderly? And in the video, you see that. You see a child care center that was brought into the school that these children were able for the first time to hear about Christ through our chapel services. We also had a HUD facility for low-income senior citizens. So it's just a really good example of how we truly can make a difference. And even in those most troublesome areas, like the one we had across the street from the church, which was nicknamed the Devil's Playground, you know, there is something that the church can do to not only get involved, but to truly make generational kinds of transformations.
So how you care for the children, how you care for the elderly says a lot to a community.
Yes.
And that's what a congregation can do, what a school can do, and not just one congregation, but congregations partnering with one another to provide this as well.
Right. And that's something that I've been very pleased to see almost happening naturally. And I hope we can make it a more systematic thing. And that is where healthy congregations, as you said, from the suburbs that are doing well, and you know, they have the capacity maybe that a struggling, dwindling inner city church doesn't, they come alongside one of the inner city churches. They say, you know what, this is our true mission field, and we see all these people that are moving into the area. We see all these great needs to care for the poor. We have the capacity and we are able to support, and they come alongside these struggling congregations, and then they too can be part of this urban mission. They too can truly participate in the actual hands-on mission work, and they can lift up these congregations to make them, you know, stable and strong again.
This documentary, We Believe in the Resurrection, focuses on a congregation in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Are there other cities that that have similar stories?
Oh, you will see this everywhere. You will see that. And that's what's kind of neat about it, too. Every major city is going to have that same landscape. You will have an inner city congregation that, if you, like I did in the video, stand there on day one, you do your 360 panorama, you're going to see nothing but death and decay. You're going to see, you know, using kind of that creedal language, died, you know, left for dead, crucified, buried. I mean, you're going to see all of those things in these communities. And then you're going to see how it affects, you know, a congregation truly is, you know, part of that community. And so that you'll see them too in their suffering. And they might feel left out in the cold. They might feel, you know, that they're hungry and starving. And, you know, they're going through this. And you're going to see that in every single major city that we have in the United States. There are going to be examples of these kinds of communities that are suffering and struggling, and these kind of congregations that have kind of been written off for dead.
So there is some will simply write off these congregations and say that there's no hope, there's nothing there. But as you pointed out, there is a return to the city. There are a lot of people moving back to the city. I mean, there are people that have been in the city all along as well.
Right.
And they need to hear the gospel as much as anybody else.
Absolutely. And you know, it's kind of neat. When we had our Christmas Day dinner that we started in my congregation, we brought in the whole community on Christmas Day and, you know, had a wonderful church service and then had a meal for everybody. And we, you know, we cared for the poor. And it was interesting. The news station came, and I remember that one quote where they said, black and white, rich and poor, breaking bread together on Christmas Day, St. Paul Lutheran Church in Cincinnati, Ohio is doing it right.
Wow.
That said it all for me. I mean, that's really what it was. We're all broken sinners, each and every one of us. We all have our own unique needs, but the same thing that we truly need is Christ. And to be able to come together on Christmas Day like that was just an example of one of those things that really brought us together as a congregation and really brought us into the community to care.
And to be recognized by the local news.
Yeah, and it was, that's not why we did it, but, right. But that they understood what this truly meant, mm-hmm. that it was the rich and the poor sitting at a table together, and it was black and white sitting at a table together, singing a hymn together, hearing the Christmas story together, and be caroling together and to have gifts with one another. It was just an example of one of those small things that you can do that can make such an impact.
With just about a minute or so left, where can we find this documentary? How can we find out more about what's going on in urban and inner city mission?
Yeah, so I highly recommend that you go to our Facebook page at LCMS City Mission. Also, go to the LCMS website and look us up under City Mission as well, and kind of get an understanding of the background and the partnerships that we had with mm-hmm. Lutheran Housing Support, and to find these kinds of resources and case studies, and to identify ways that you can be not only giving aid, but kind of be enterprising in how you help to lift people out of poverty and all those different partners that are there to help with that and how you can be involved.
Very good. LCMS.org. Look for
/City Mission.
/City Mission. You can find them on Facebook as well. LCMS City Mission there as well. Thanks so much, Steve. It's great to talk with you, and blessings on your work and City Mission.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit more, His Time to Sanctify Your Morning. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.